You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We've got Cynthia in New York who's got a mold situation. Tell us about it.
Well, my bathroom ceiling and along the walls has mold and mildew, and I never close the window, but it's there all the time, and I don't know what to do to take it away and keep it away.
You say you never close the window, so your window's open all the time?
Yes.
Okay, do you have an exhaust fan in your bathroom?
No, I have a window that opens and closes, and yeah. It stays open.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, obviously you have high humidity in there. It's not venting very well with just the window. If you could find a way to get an exhaust fan in there, that would be great. If I'm assuming that you can't, so let me give you some step-by-step instructions on what to do here. First of all, to remove all of that mold and the mildew and that's attacking the walls, you need to clean it with a bleach and water solution. I would mix up 1/3 bleach, 2/3 water. I'd put it in a spray bottle. I'd spray it. I'd let it sit and then wipe it down so that you can get rid of that. The next step is to take those walls and to prime them. And I would use an oil-based primer because that is going to seal in anything that's there. We don't know what the surface of the walls are right now. You could have different soap deposits on it, which is very common in a bathroom. And if you prime it with an oil-based primer, that's going to do the best job of neutralizing whatever's on that wall at that point. And then the next step is to paint it. And when you paint it, you want to make sure you use a paint with mildicide. I'm talking about the color coat, the top coat. I would use a flat or an eggshell, and I would make sure that it has a mildicide. And you may even want to buy additional mildicide and add it to it. And that will give you a paint surface that's going to stand up as best it can to the propensity for mold to form on it. And even after you get this together with the lousy ventilation situation that you have there, you may see some form. But if you get it off there quick, it's not going to build up. And that'll do it.
Thank you very much. I think that'll be quite the thing to do.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
It's always amazing to me that the rule as far as building is that if you've got a window in your bath, you don't need an exhaust fan.
Yeah,
but they never
January,
do the
right?
trick.
It works in January, too. So,
you know,
well.
It's not really sucking the moisture out of there by just opening it up. Yeah. What if you put one of those fans that sort of sit in the window and then you close the window on top of it that apartment dwellers have?
Half the time, those windows are next to the shower, so now you have water and electricity, and that doesn't mix. But anything you can do to get a permanent vent situation in there is going to solve that problem, Cynthia.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.